Words. To be able to find God and godliness, you must be willing to ask or question life and its issues. They only that seek find. Watch your life closely, you are the becoming of a word. Studying the Bible regularly will reveal to you that every personality is a principality, and every person will live to be a principle worth studying or avoiding. Human beings are diluted words. Every principle is a concentrate of a human being. The word sees the nakedness of everything. Everything is a collection of words. When a person is present, he is too present to be called a principle. When a person is absent, he is too absent to be called a person. God speaks colloquially. And just like a colosseum, the point is in the center of the circles. You don't make money for God. God makes the money for you. He is the person that gives you the power to make the wealth. You can't worry well enough. Seek the kingdom of God as a priority instead. Do not be anxious for nothing. Do not make something out of something. God wants to remain nothing. Writing is penning down the creamiest part of your life. Scriptural writing is penning down the cream of godly options. Resentment kills a fool. Envy slays the simple, all because they do not have anyone to complain to. A light on a hill cannot be hidden or put under a shed. Take your head out of the clouds, see more. Your many words are not up to your very few needs, and your needs cannot be made many by your many words. God knows exactly what you really need. Uncommon breakthroughs come from uncommon quests. Indiscipline is what separates the sheep from the shepherd, the servant from the savior. To be great, develop a habit. If God's word did not create the world, there is no justification to be wise, to be good, to be fair, or to hope. The composite accusation of wisdom will not nullify the concise application of wisdom, for the gift will grow on grass. If there is no resurrection of the dead, the word of God is a little benefit to anybody, and Jesus Christ was only a redeemer and not a restorer. God's word carries in itself a part of God's very self, which we have an opportunity to partake of by being exposed to it, the effluency of foreverness. Amen.